Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Toronto's Little Tibet, North America's largest Tibetan community and a neighborhood undergoing fast change amidst the city's skyrocketing real estate. Our guide is Monocle's Will Kitchens.
Toronto's Parkdale neighborhood, a western stretch of the city's bustling Queen Street West, is best known for its buzzy late-night bars and dimly lit restaurants. A mix of old Victorian homes and tall towers of affordable housing, the neighborhood has also long been a first stop for new immigrants. Today, its restaurants and grocers reflect an oft-told fact. Toronto is the world's most diverse city. It's also home to North America's largest Tibetan community. While Parkdale, prior to 1996, had no Tibetan residents to speak of, today, some six city blocks within it have become known as Little Tibet. And for the tens of thousands of Tibetans born in exile, food is an important link to home. So setting foot inside of Little Tibet's thriving restaurants, coffee shops, and grocers is the best way to explore this pocket of Toronto. Tibetan cuisine is best represented by the momo. The crescent-shaped dumplings are typically filled with vegetables or beef and are served either fried or steamed. The neighborhood's most popular momo destination is Loga's Corner, a small takeout spot filled with a mishmash of furniture and, of course, a portrait of the Dalai Lama. In 2012, the eponymous Loga, who was born and raised in northern India, arrived in Canada with his wife, their children, and a touch for momo making. While nearly every Tibetan restaurant in the area serves their version of the dumpling, the husband and wife duo behind Loga's Corner serves one that reveals Loga's Indian roots. The aloo momo is made of boiled potato spiced with cumin. It's then wrapped in dough and dropped in a deep fryer. And before taking a bite, Loga recommends nibbling off a corner to allow the hot steam within to escape. If you've had your fill of momos, head a little further west to Tibet Kitchen, which is, today, helmed by Garab Lama. Inside, you'll again find a portrait of the Dalai Lama, and below pictures of vast Tibetan landscapes, locals are sure to be relaxing with cups of butter tea in hand. Order tentuk, a hearty bowl of hand-pulled noodles that are served with broth and alongside vegetables. While there is a vegetarian option, the beef broth, made from bone marrow, is a favorite and a specialty. In 2017, Tibet Kitchen saw its monthly rent double. The rumor was that a Pizza Hut was set to move into the property, but a petition to save the beloved restaurant followed, and today, Tibet Kitchen remains in its original location. But the future of Little Tibet's independent, family-run restaurants may not be so secure. Parkdale and Little Tibet are the western extension of Queen West, a neighborhood of high-end boutiques and trendy restaurants, and each year, its reach seems to creep further westward. In 2013, the burden of becoming a nightlife destination became too much for Parkdale, and a cap was placed on the number of new restaurants that could open in the area. But in late spring of 2018, the moratorium was lifted, and critics fear the move will exacerbate a problem plaguing independent businesses citywide: rapid rent increases. In June, one of the neighborhood's longest-standing Tibetan restaurants, Shangri-La, saw its rents jump by 40%. Over the course of the summer, a chain of vegan-branded restaurants and retail outposts, known as Vegandale, took over nearly an entire city block of the neighborhood, sparking a furor over its future. As Toronto grapples with skyrocketing rents, its independent, family-run restaurants may be threatened, but they're what lend the city's distinct neighborhoods their sense of vibrancy. And for now, they persist in Little Tibet, where hopefully, there's always comfort to be found in a bowl of tentuk and the first bite of a steaming momo. For Monocle in Toronto, I'm Will Kitchens.
This has been episode number 103 of Food Neighbourhoods, thanks to Monocle's Will Kitchens for the tour in Toronto's Little Tibet. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi, thanks for listening and bye for now.